Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Well, John, everyone seems to be curious about the second coming of Christ, especially the timing of it. Well, here's a good question. Explain what Jesus meant when he said in Matthew 24:36, "But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone." Well, if Jesus is God, how could he not know something that important?
Good question. And the answer is because in the incarnation, Christ restricted the independent use of some of his attributes. What do we mean by that? Well, in Philippians chapter 2, it says that he emptied himself. Of what? Of his attributes? Of course not. He couldn't cease to be who he was. But he emptied himself of the independent use of his attributes. There were times when he read people's minds, when he knew what was in the heart of people. There were times, for example, like talking to Nicodemus, when he knew what he was thinking and didn't ask the question on his lips, but the question in his mind. He said, when it came to the end of his life, "If I wanted to, I could call for a legion of angels to deliver me." But he emptied himself of those prerogatives. Apparently, one of the things that he restricted himself of was the knowledge of the future time of his own return. In the purposes of God, that knowledge was set aside while he was here on earth. Fully God, but willing to set aside his prerogatives for a time, to pick them up again, of course, when he ascended back into the glory of heaven.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more information about John's New Testament commentaries, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.